Okay, a new year. We're going to start MSV Yatziv on page Resh Ayin Vav. I think the takeaways from learning the Parsha of Tzitzis, there are two things that we say the word Tzitzis three times, so it sort of wakes you up a little bit, you notice it. So his hesber was that the first mention of Tzitzis is a reference Vasulam tzitzis, to the white of the tzitzis. The second one, Benosnu al tzitzis akolav psil tcheles, is a reference to the blue of the tcheles. And the third, Vahayalachem le tzitzis, he said, is a reference to the fact that you should wear it all the time. Vahayalachem le tzitzis, he said, is that other mitzvahs, when you wear arba kamfis, you would do the mitzvah. So the three tzitzis that we mentioned, each one sort of has its own message, which is helpful in the davening. And then the last pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shetzeis Yeschem Me'eretz Yitzrayim, V'yaslachem Le'elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So again, this sort of the brief of what, the synopsis of what he said, is that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shetzeis Yeschem Me'eretz Yitzrayim. Ani Hashem means revealed, Hashem is a revealed God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm facing you, so to speak, when I took you out of Yitzrayim. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm always the God that, If you try, you can understand my connection to you. And MS is connected, the truth of that. Now we start MS V'yatzev with 15 expressions. MS V'yatzev, Menachai, Bekayim, V'yosha, Menem, etc. So let's see how he explains... What?
You translate the word
V'yatzev. Okay, Yatziv is to stand. The Sherish is Nitzav. Is to stand. Here it means not to physically stand, but that it's a something permanent. It's permanent, v'yatziv. It's eternally standing. Now let's see how he explains these 15 expressions. Unusual to have 15 words in a row that express the truth of something. So let's see. Amiras birchas emes v'yatziv huchiyah midaraisa. The saying of the bracha of Emes V'yatziv is a chiyuv Torah, kedi'isa b'mesechtes brachas. Now, we never think of it that way. It's actually a machlaikis there in Mesechtes Brachas. I don't know if he refers back to the argument, but it's a machlaikis of Emes V'yatziv. There's a shaila there. If someone is not sure if he said Emes V'yatziv, whether he has to say it, whether it's a suffix d'iraisa. What? Why MSV benching could be deraisa, right? And then by a suffix you have to bench over. It ends with Gal Yisrael. Yes, true. It's true. Okay. So let's see what he says. I'm not sure what the footnote Aleph. Mistake. Okay. Kedisa Mesechtes Brachos v'yichiyah v'askaras yitzias Mesrayim b'chol yoyim. So really, we see Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shetzeis Yeschem Me'eretz Yitzrayim and Tzitzis, not an Emes V'yatziv. Yeah, because the parsha of Tzitzis doesn't apply in that, but Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim does. We have a mitzvah to mention that we left Mitzrayim by each day and each night. Oh, so what he's going to explain now, interestingly, is that Emes V'yatziv, and the same thing applied to Emes Emuna, is a continuation of the reference of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, and that's what he's going to explain.
Even though it's not tzitzis.
Right, so the tzitzis part would not apply at night, but the Yitzias Mitzrayim part does. And Emes V'yatziv is not a continuation of tzitzis, he says it's a continuation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's see how he explains it. We mentioned in Ezra's, in the paragraph of Ezra's, we mentioned Mitzrayim Galtanu. Just as a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Just like Chazal gave a form to the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos to say it over Kiddush, K'may Kei, the mitzvah is L'matiskar, Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, Hareinu chazal oifin kiyim mitzazu, idea amir is parashat tzitzis u'berchas emes v'yatziv. So he's saying is that emes v'yatziv is a continuation of that. So here, before he goes off into his thing, I'd like to add a little bit of explanation from our Haggadah, Pesach Haggadah Biur. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and came to the Yam Suf, and they were really afraid that they'd be killed. They were afraid they'd die at Yam Suf. Now it's really illogical for anybody to think that Hashem will go through the whole tircha of all the ten makis and the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim just that they should die a week later at the Yam Suf.
You don't think like that when the enemy's coming yet.
That is quite true, okay. Mati's saying that it was an emotional response.
What?
Yeah, okay, good. Right, I'll give you an intellectual response to it anyway. Okay, there was a tzad that the Jews were thinking now, why will we redeem from Mitzrayim? Because Hashem promised the Avos. It says, Vayeda Alikim. Rashi says, Hashem, the Pasuk Rashi says, Vayeshka Hashem is Brisayas, Abraham Sayasav is Yaakov. So, Klaiso, when they left Mitzrayim, they weren't really sure. Is God doing this because He loves us? Or He's stuck? We're really pretty non-deserving. But Hashem promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will take us out of Mitzrayim. So He's taking us out. Now He took us out. A week later, we have in the Sayin, it's possible that the promise is done. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is this. At Yam, Yitzchak Mitzrayim was a key of the promise to the Avos. At Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that it's not just a key to the Avos, but it's an Ava to Am Yisrael. A certain Ava Hashem has to Am Yisrael. When you want to show Ava, you overdo it. You try to show somebody something. You show it more. You show it extra. So we say, we spent quite a few moments at the Pesach night saying that the Mitzrayim, Loko Esem HaKos, Yom Loko Chamishim HaKos, and the other man, the other says Masayim, and the other one says Masayim V'Chamishim. What's the point? The point is, the Yetzias Mitzrayim could have been just avtocha to the parents. There's no shtempel. That could be a kiyum avtocha for Amisig and Yaakov. When we talk about
a promise
made to Avraham Amisig and Yaakov. Subsequently, when Kriyas Yam Suf took place, that showed that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was va'ava Hashem Oisanu. Was with the ava gedei lebiza. The bizas Yam Suf was greater than the bizas Mitzrayim. Because the Yam Suf was the showering of the Ava and the Chiba to Klal Yisrael that we do. Because of that, every time we mention Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention subsequently Kriyas Yam Suf, like by the Haggadah. Now Kriyas Yam Suf doesn't really belong in the Haggadah. It wasn't that night. It was a week later. What? So that's what we do. We do mention it. We say, they were just like you say, we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. But immediately thereafter, we say a bracha that talks more about Kriyas Yam Suf than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look what we say. Mitzrayim gal Torah Hashem lekeinu misavod b'disanu. Kocharei Marakta, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That's not a night.
V'yam suf bakata. I'll show you at night the same thing. V'yam suf bakata. V'zeidim tibata. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. Yedidim evarta. Yivichasu mayim sereyem. Echemiyem lo yinoy sar. It's all about Yam Suf. Azay shulcho ahuvim. Then we talk about the Shira. Nos yidim shira yisus ishbacha. Yisum alakai ram edisa. Galo hem akshvala mayis yisim. And what do we say? L'chonu shira b'simcha rabah. V'amru chula mi'chamaycha b'elam Hashem. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. And Shir Chadasha Shulchul Geulim, they said Hashem Yom Loich Lailam Voed. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. We'll get to that. So what we do is we talk a lot about Kriyas Yam Suf, as if that's the endorsement, so to speak, of the Yetzias Mitzrayim being with that Ahava. So now we have a request to turn to Maariv. Let's see what Maariv looks like. Same thing. We see Ani Hashem Kriyas Yam Mitzrayim. Then we see Amuna Kozais. And we say, Hashem denisim l'nukama b'faris, oismams m'necham, hamake b'avrasi akal b'chayr mitzrayim, b'yaisi amisu amitaychum l'chayr salam, And then guess what we start talking about? Hamavri bono binkizmi yamsuf. Right, fam is the name is Hamiz Tiba. Bravana Gibura say Shibu Vaidu Shmay, Masevras in Kibu Alayam. So we say it again. So what we do, and we do that by Pesach night as well. Why we pick those two? I would say those two are the most beautiful psukim. I don't want to get in trouble in saying some are more beautiful than others. But maybe they're the easiest.
Which one?
Micha Meicha Be'el Hashem and Hashem Yulach La'ilam Vo'ed. Hashem Yulach La'ilam Vo'ed is Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Yamsuf.
That's Yamsuf, right? That's why we go straight to Yamsuf. So we go in that order, and at least the times that we mentioned the mitzvahs here in Israel is Shacharis, Mariv, and the night of the Haggadah. The Haggadah, we do the same thing. We talk all about it. And then we go into this long thing about the Mitzrayim, it was Etzban, the Yam was a Yad, so it was 10, then it was 50, right? It was 10, then it was 200, 250, whatever it was. We go into that long Arichus, because that's the shtempel, that's the stamp, that's the endorsement of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this would explain.
How can Israel possibly think that Hashem takes him out of Mitzrayim? And that fulfills his promise. There's more to it than that. They promised Eretz Israel. They knew they had to go to Eretz Israel. So how are they thinking, well, he took us out, that's the end of the promise?
I understand. It's true, some of them would have to go to Eretz Israel. There's no question. It's, no, to Avram, they were promised. Not all the others were promised, but Avram, no, actually they were. All three of us were promised Eretz Israel. The point's a very good point. So I have to retract a little of the strength of what I said. But still, it's still true. What? Okay. Alright, even so, there was no... The way I compared this by the Seder, when I asked the Kasha, I say, why do we say for a Pesach night, in Mitzrayim 10, and Kriyas Yamsuf 50. Imagine you're at a Vart, and you're praising the Chosin. So tonight is the first night of Pesach, we're praising Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we say, the Chosin is wonderful, but you should see his Chavrusa. His Chavrusa is five times as good. If he's a finger, his Chavrusa is a hand. So imagine somebody would do that. It's inappropriate. That's what we're doing. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're saying, you think tonight is special? Tonight is one. A week from now, Kriyas Yamsuf is five. It's inappropriate. No, but that is an endorsement of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim that it's all done by Avas Hashem Eisam. And that explains the Hemshach of Emes V'Yatziv and Gal Yisrael as a Hemshach. Okay, now Rav Schwab goes back to the theme of this whole Sefer. The theme of the Sefer, which he comes back to often, is that davening is like going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Each step of davening is entering the Harabayas, entering the Beis Hamikdash, the Karbanos, and followed by Pesukei de Zimra, which is going into the Heichal, going into the Ulam, and then these Birchas Kriyas going to the Heichal, which Manasseh is going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how you imagine the davening. As you go, you're getting closer. When you take your three steps forward, you picture now, you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you're davening. That's the image of davening, which fits with the whole image of a shul. The whole shul is built as a reminder of the Beis Hamikdash. So we call it an Arin. The Arin held the Luchas. So we call what we keep in Sefer Torah the Arin, because it's reminiscent of the Arin. That's why most shuls that have an Arin have Luchas, either embroidered on the Pareiches, or we have it on top. Everybody has Luchas. Because the luchais are a symbol of the aron in the Beis Hamikdash. That's why shuls have a menorah. A lot of shuls have it right in front of the aron on the amid. We have it on the wall. And then you have a shulchan. We call it a shulchan. And that's why when we light the menorah Hanukkah, we put it on the southern wall, just like in the Beis Hamikdash. The menorah was on the southern wall. So we have a ner tamid, just like there was a ner tamid in the Beis Hamikdash. So, and we call this a pareiches. We call the curtain. Why do you call it pareiches? Because the Aron HaKodesh, the Kodesh HaKodeshim had a pareiches. So all the names we give are similar to the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore when we step into davening, we should try to imagine ourselves stepping into the Kodesh HaKodesh and standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch.
And what is before you just said now, what is that considered
before you do? Oh, so now he's going to explain that. That's what I'm saying. Now, the second paragraph, he's going to explain how it fits into this theme.
Where are we now?
No, so he's going to say that right now. Okay? Kavara Varna Ladas, we already mentioned in the Psicha and Barsabaraba, Kriyashva Kenegim Mizbeach Hazav. Okay? There's the big Mizbeach outside, Mizbeach HaKetayres inside. Shemakriven Olav Ketayres. She remes ala Metzias HaPnimia Shalonu. The Ketayres is merames to a Jew's Pnimias. Hamachshavais, the thoughts, Hargeshim, the feelings, Vachushim, the Kayach HaHavana, our senses, and our ability to understand. Shemizbeach hanachayshu shebechatzir amigdash mayala akravas hakayach. The big mizbeach, which you brought meat, is a simon for the power, the energy. Hayachelas hagufti vagashmi, the physical energy. Shalano, amizbeach Hashem. Mizbeach hazav, that was fine. It was gold, with ketayres. Amisiris hakayachas hasichli vargeshim lakadish baruchu. And that's why, on Yom Kippur alone, we spritz the dam on the Mizbeach Hazav. We spray the dam, we say Pita Maktayres, we say Parv Sashem Kippurim, Shtasan Batsafan, we keep Dam Chesh Batsafan, we Dam Tan Azaya Al Bein Abadim, Al Pareches, Vaal Mizbeach Hazav. So you need a Matana on the Mizbeach Hazav. It's like the big Mizbeach is the carbonus, the meat, there's a whole taram, trumpets all around. Music that was brought with the carbon seabor, and inside it was the mizbeach. It was like a finer type of hakrava, and the mizbeach of a mesiras kliches asichliim. Vargeshim haKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the muscles, not the energy. It's the havana, the understanding. Va'kach nigashim al pnei apareiches. Then we come closer. We go to the pareiches and avdil beKadosh haKadosh haKadosh. Which separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh. At that moment, the Kodesh has to stop and think. Kain Gadol, before he goes in, he stops and he thinks. So too, right before you start Shemayin Esrin, Tzarcha Mispal Liris Esasve Kilu Kareya Mishtacha Ve'lefnei Hashem B'Kodesh HaKodesh. He has to imagine he's bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of the Kodesh HaKadosh. In parentheses, he brings from Sanhedrin Chav Beis, HaMispal Tzar Shiraz Mikilu Shechina Kenegdai. You have to imagine the Shechina facing you. Tiknu HaChana Shal Bracha Zu. U'kamay B'Shev HaBay Yisheni Ho Yubay Beis Pareiches. Just like the Bay Yisheni had a double Pareiches, which had an amma between it, the two-sided pareiches. K'may kei mischalekes birchas emes v'yatziv lebeis chalokim. Chelek rishin ad ezras aviseinu. V'misham v'halo chelek hasheni. So imagine, you're walking now between the two pareiches and about to go in. B'chelek rishin ma'ashun es kola ikrim. In emes v'yatziv v'nochim, in kain v'yashar, we state our belief in the ikrim of our faith. And the Kabbalah Sol Machu Shemayim and all the mitzvahs that we mentioned in Shema. Shech Raznu, Shechem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, Arachasimah Me'apsicha, and Yeshem Lekeichem. V'anu Matzirin, Sheze Emes Mukhletes. And we state that we believe this faithfully. Avo Me'ezras, Avisenu V'hala, Nu'aiskim Midyanei Agu'ula V'itzias Mitzrayim. You have to be Saimach Gula Litfilah. Between Shemayin Esrei and Gal Yisrael, Shemayin Esrei, there's not supposed to be any Hefzik. Atam, Shem Gulas Mitzrayim, Oysa Ladiya Legalis, Adi Hashem, Aniyu Velayacher, Ilon Lava, Lava, Ilushamala, Sarf, Ishliach. Well, we sort of say Gal Yisrael. We say it out loud because really every bracha the Chazal is supposed to say out loud. But we say Gal Yisrael out loud, so everyone should start Shemayin Esrei together simultaneously, and you go straight from Gal Yisrael to Baruch Atah. We don't answer anything. No amens, even Our custom is not say Amen to Gal Yisrael. Chalukah Yedeis if it's mutter. Our meaning is we don't say Amen to Gal Yisrael. We start Hashem Svasai Tiftach, even as the Chazan is saying Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Now in Mitzvah Hashem LaHalon, and he says he'll continue this explanation. Don't say Gal Yisrael lo. It's because we're not supposed to answer Amen to Gal Yisrael. So some see as an Eitzah to say Gal Yisrael lo, so no one should make the mistake and answer Amen. Ideally, Mishnah Berurah says you should say it out loud, but people, when the Chazan says Gal Yisrael, as soon as that's Yisrael, you start Hashem Svasai Tiftach, so that way you avoid the Chi of Amen.